Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Breaking Penguins news. President of Business Operations Kevin Acklin stepping away from the team. He tells the Pittsburgh Business Times, quote, after 7 incredible seasons with the Penguins, I've decided that I will be moving on from my role as president of business operations. I'm grateful to Fenway Sports Group for their opportunity to help lead this organization, to my colleagues for their dedication, and to our fans for their unwavering support, end quote. I'm not sure how sexy a topic this is. I'm president of business operations. It's not like Kyle Dubas stepped down. It's not like Ron Hextall was fired or Ray Shearer was fired or, my God, what happened at the end with Jim Rutherford. But I do think it is noteworthy given that there is a minority stake for sale as well with the Penguins. So things not going well over there. They had 1-2 in a row. They lost in the shootout. Crosby now out, and who knows how long he's going to be out. The Four Nations tournament starts up pretty soon. But Kevin Acklin stepping away, and the Penguins organization, frankly, in disarray.
Yep. I worked for the Penguins, worked underneath Acklin for about a year, and worked on the Lower Hill project. That project's a beast, and that's tough to that's always going to be tough, you know, having to deal with that. And this is what happens whenever you have high-level business people acquire a sports team. They expect business moves to be made to generate revenue. And what's happening right now is they're losing revenue. So it makes sense.
I mean,
probably respectfully, they're like, either we're going to fire you or we're going to part ways and hire somebody that we know.
I also don't think it's a coincidence that it was just publicly revealed where the salary cap is going. In future seasons, it's going to go about $9 million this year. Then it's going to be up to like $115 million a couple of seasons from now. And look, the Pirates don't spend a lot of money. The Steelers do, but all these NFL teams make money hand over fist. And attendance has very little to do with it. In hockey, attendance has a lot to do with it. And if your team's not good enough, you got to find ways to put butts in seats through promotions, ticket pricing specials, whatever, right? You need to spend to the cap to be viable. And there's no way, and this is an educated guess, there's no way that if the cap were $115 million next season, that they would be able to come close to spending to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to have an eye on the future there. Like, how do we make money? Because it's not money in, money out. It's a lot tighter in the NHL and with the Penguins than it is in the other professional sports. You got to find a way to, when that's the case, you got to be there. Or you don't got a shot. It's like revenue sharing in college football. Like,
right.
You either get there or be square. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Quarterback stuff?
Let's go.
Okay. Jameis Winston on Radio Row says he'd be open to playing for the Steelers in 2025. Quote, man, I love Pittsburgh. I'm not going to do his voice. Man, I love Pittsburgh, you know, because I admire Coach Mike Tomlin so much. You know, the first Super Bowl ring I ever held in my hand was a 2009 Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl ring from Bruce Arians. So that is for sure aligned with my vision, but I don't know what my Browns fans would say about Pittsburgh. That would be challenging, but it doesn't matter, honestly. If that opportunity presents itself, I would love, and here we go, to team up with Coach Mike Tomlin. I'm interested in your guys' football opinion. As a radio host, I want him as the Steelers' backup quarterback, and I want him doing an hour-long show with us every week. Just sitting right there in that 13-9 seat, shooting the you-know-what with Jameis Winston.
Be great.
It'd be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see Mike Tomlin being interested in a player who's thrown 30 interceptions in a season.
No way.
I mean, for me, it just comes down to what Art said about a week or two ago, saying, you know, runner, runner, passer, passer, wants the same type of quarterback with the backup as he has with the starter. And I think right now where they're at, their eyes are focused on Justin Fields, and that wouldn't make any sense if Jameis Winston came in here.
No,
and like
he
you guys
move.
Just said, I mean, the turnover, he's a turnover machine.
I tell you what would make sense is if Joe Milton was the starter and Jameis was his backup. They're more alike than Fields and Milton.
Yep.
I don't want
accuracy is just insane between the two of them. You put them two together and you still don't get the accuracy of Justin Fields.
Yeah, I don't want,
which is not saying a whole hell of a lot.
I don't want Milton getting advice from a guy who was like, you know what's really gonna help me? I'm gonna get LASIK eye surgery. I've said this for years. Unless you got like double vision going on, like the LASIK ain't gonna help, buddy. Like that team's wearing a different color jersey than yours.
He beat the Steelers.
The snow beat the Steelers, according to George Pickens.
He went the length of the field.
It was the snow.
Yeah.
Just ask George.
The conditions.
It was the conditions. It was the snow. Yeah, let me get LASIK eye surgery. It's going to help me.
Come on, man.
That was the coldest game he's ever played in, too.
It was. Yeah, that, to this day, remains unacceptable. I think Pony gave him a free pass for that one, though. Was that the free pass game?
I think that was the free pass.
I think that was the free pass
Pony would be excited. Wasn't he on the Jameis Winston train like 2-3 years ago?
Yes,
I think
was.
Winston's matured. In a lot of ways, too. You mentioned it, and I was half kidding saying Milton and Winston, but there's part of me that's serious because, in the way that you guys say Pickens talking to Ocho Cinco is positive, and I agreed. I feel like Milton with Winston would be the same thing. I mean, he's a veteran quarterback that's been through the ringer, understands the highs and lows of the position, has a good perspective on everything, seems to be well-liked
mm-hmm.
by teammates, but he's your backup quarterback. Like, he's not coaching the position. He's just there as a sounding board and as a resource. And I think for a guy like Joe Milton, that would be positive. I don't care how many picks he's thrown.
12-7 starts last year.
There's a lot of quarterbacks that have thrown a lot of picks that are still cashing a paycheck as a backup in the NFL.
Who was it you were telling us off air about a podcast where someone says that Jameis Winston tells...
Yeah, it was Kelsey's deal. Now, I can see this, too. And, I mean, there's part of it that, like, there's times in games when you get into the huddle and you're trying to run the clock out and you say something funny, but, like, he'll go in there and tell the play like it's a secret. Like, he's going to tell him a secret and be like, all right, guys, get this. I write. Z short. You ready? 16 power. And everyone's like, he's like, ready, break. They go to the line of scrimmage, and everyone's just laughing. Do you see the one? He was like, hot, hot, hot. And he goes, he's like, jump offside. Someone jump offside. What's like when Cam Newton's like, he audibles and the guy's like, watch this. And he's like, oh, you did your homework.
Clay Matthews.
Yeah. And then they run the exact, like they run a play off of that play and score a touchdown. Yep. It was so good. He goes, watch this. Ready, ready, hut. I love that stuff.
Oh, that is the good stuff.
That's funny.
Were you a big guy like that at the line, Pat?
Audible?
No, not that you were audibling. I imagine you were audibling, but you're at the line and you're kind of messing with it.
That was probably, unfortunately, one of my strong suits was the mental side and cadence and command and all that stuff. You speaking of like going off script?
Yeah, just saying goofy stuff.
Yeah, no, I wasn't like that. I would talk to like down linemen a little bit and stuff during practice, but
I'm
like
a good story. Yeah.
In games I kept it business.
You were focused.
The funniest settle I've ever been in was just like it, I was just so thrown off. We had a play in Buffalo, and it was power O. You know what power O is? Yeah. It's single back
one back power.
Yeah, it's single back power.
And Vince Young came in a preseason game when I was in the huddle. He was like, "All right, like dot right slot pow O." And we were like, "Pow O." Like
who said this?
Vince Young. He read it off of his wristbands because it was like abbreviated.
Oh yeah.
He said pow O.
Oh, so he read the abbreviation.
He read the abbreviation.
Yeah, you can't fit that all on a wristband.
But you can say it.
Well, you should know
you
that.
You say it's power O in the huddle. Yeah. He said pow O. He thought it was the play was pow O instead of power O. He actually thought it was pow O.
I just imagine Jameis like, knock, knock.
Darn it.
He didn't.
I told you, anything you put on the teleprompter, Burgundy will read.
Knock, knock, who's there? Spider. Spider who? Spider 2, why banana? Like, just, I do love that, though. Like, it's a game. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
But I, apart from him doing a radio show here, although I did think of an angle. They won't do it. If you are tanking, take a flyer on Jameis. I mean, he could win just games. He could also lose you a ton of
Have
games.
You ever gone around the NFL and looked at backup quarterbacks? Like who they are.
Oh, I'm talking about as a starter.
No. God, no.
For a tank job.
To me, 2025 is a fact-finding mission. It is a discovery mission. We're either finding out if Justin Fields can recalibrate his career, if Joe Milton's the guy, or if we need to draft a quarterback in 2026. If you have come to that determination, then perhaps you totally tank,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think that's in their ethos.
Nope. No, it's not.
Nope.
Aditi Kinkabwala. All right.
I thought you were saying it again, and I'm like, what?
No, it's just become a drop now. I love that.
Kinkabwala.
Coming up next, I want to revisit a conversation that we had earlier in the show, Doran. React to what Joey Porter had to say about Steelers fans, because while Pat likes the Steelers, he also experienced life outside of this echo chamber. So does Pat think, like Joey Porter does, that Steelers fans are spoiled? That's coming up next. We've got Jeff Hathorn at the bottom of the hour. But first, you want a chance to win a trip to Vegas for you and three guests, plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships? Well, all you have to do, download and listen to The Fan on the free Odyssey app. Listen each day on the app for a minimum of 1 hour. You receive an entry. It's that simple. This national contest runs through Sunday, February 23rd. So get the free Odyssey app now. Listen to The Fan for 1 hour each day, and you'll have a chance at winning this ultimate prize pack.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey!
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Guys, we've been blessed with breaking news. This never happens to us, although we did get Matt Canada, so I guess that's good for a while. The Pirates just signed somebody who is really good at hitting teammates over fantasy football. Tommy Pham. They have signed Tommy Pham, 1 year, $4 million. Famously slapped Jock Peterson over a fantasy football dispute. We've all kind of been there. You don't. Do you play fantasy football, Pat? Are you allowed?
Don't answer that. My kids' league.
Okay, good.
I'm going to slap Doran over this bet he owes me over Jeff Hathorn.
You told me that you weren't going to pay me, and you thought that I won, so why do you expect me to pay you?
I told you I wasn't. You slapped me, I'm slapping you. I told you what. Okay, that's fine. That'll hurt. But I said I wasn't going to pay you because you didn't remember the bet. You're like, I think I won, though. He goes, I don't remember what the bet was, but I think I won.
I don't think that was the bet, though.
It was absolutely the bet.
Can we talk about Tommy Pham, please?
I don't play fantasy football. You know my story. Whenever I tore my Achilles, I played fantasy football with my buddies in high school when I got back from tearing my Achilles, and then somebody gets drafted, and all my buddies are like, oh, I hope he tears his ACL. You're ridiculous. Why would you draft him? I'm literally sitting there in a cast. I'm like, what's going on? I'm never going to play this ever again.
You always say that. Like, you know this story as if I'm going to remember things, as if I don't call him Jacoby Brisket. Like, you think I'm a smarty pants over here.
Well,
I do remember that story. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So, you ask, what's Tommy Pham? Like, how good is Tommy Pham? He's 36. He had an OPS plus last year of 91, which means he was 9% lower than league average at the plate. He's also a negative war player, meaning that the average replacement player is better than Tommy Pham, negative 0.2. So he's almost replacement level. So you're thinking, okay, what do they see in this guy? Could he be a platoon option? This is remarkable consistency. He sucks equally as much against right-handed and left-handed pitching. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Against right-hand pitchers last year, Tommy Pham had a 674 OPS. Against left-handed pitchers last year, Tommy Pham had an OPS of 674.
Wow.
What?
That's hard to do.
It's really hard to do. Remember those old, I think it was like a Progressive commercial where they would just have a dude kept hitting the ball in the center field? It's like, consistency, blah, blah, blah. That's Tommy Pham if consistency means you're not a very good baseball player.
Mm.
1 year, $4 million?
1 year, $4 million for Tommy Pham.
So now they've still spent under $10 million in free agency.
It would be $9.7 million on outside free agents. It would be... math. $14.7 million if you include Andrew McCutchen. And then His projection this year, according to Baseball Reference, why not look at that? 696 OPS, which is not good. My guess is he's going to be your... This is a guess, and there's still time. My guess is he's going to be your starting right fielder on opening day.
Yep.
Him and Jack Sawinski going to split some times.
Yep.
Sometime. When's the last time Tommy Pham was good, you ask? 2023. He was okay. 1.5 WAR, 774 OPS. If he's that, you're okay. You're not good.
That's
you're
what they're
okay.
banking on, right?
You're okay. Right. But they tried the bounce back thing. They do it every year. They tried it with Rowdy Tellez last season, and he didn't bounce back from Jack.
Callis, what do you have?
No, you're so excited to have a quiz show about me not knowing college football teams of the players that are in the Super Bowl, and now this is my sport. I could tell you every guy team this guy's played for, and give us your thoughts, Callis, on Tommy Pham.
I think it's an interesting decision. It's still like a bargain bin, quote unquote, decision, and you know I don't like the price necessarily. I still want like a little bit more, but he has some redeeming qualities. But also, Rowdy Tellez did too, so I understand the apprehension.
I just got a text from someone in the know with the Pirates. Pham is a, I can't say the word. Basically, he's a jerk, and they need one.
Hmm.
So it could be a clubhouse kind of shakeup sort of deal.
So you need some fights over.
You need
fantasy
a jackass.
Football.
Yeah. Who runs the fantasy football team, you think, with the Pirates? Because whoever they are, you're on notice.
Skeens. Hey,
you keep your head on a swivel. Skeens. Wouldn't mess with that guy.
No. Nope. Tommy Pham. All right. Well, I mean, there's nobody else out there. Like, that's the problem, too.
It's so late.
Would have much, 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 and this is what they've done to us, have Randall Grichuk then Tommy Pham, because at least you could platoon him with Jack Sawinski, and you say, all right, that guy makes up one player.
Yep.
And small market teams, a lot of teams have success with that. I wouldn't have been over the moon about it, but Randall Grichuk and Jack Sawinski, you got a guy who hits lefties well, a guy who hits righties well. That makes sense. Tommy Pham, it sounds like he's just a jerk, and they kind of need that. But he doesn't provide much tangibly. Terrific.
I wouldn't like him in right field either. I don't think his arm's all that strong.
Well,
that, you know, other than the offensive stuff, I get it. He hasn't been great.
Get ready to learn Tommy Pham, Callis, yep. In right field. Let's go. Root for our home team. Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Jeff Hathorn going to join us next. Our sports director will ask him about Tommy Pham, among other things. Our friend Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette tweeted this out. Connor Joe in 2024, 688 OPS, WAR of 0.6. Tommy Pham, who the Pirates just reportedly signed for 1 year, $4 million in 2024, 674 OPS, that's 14 points lower than Connor Joe's, and a negative 0.2 WAR, so 0.8 lower than Connor Joe's. So the Pirates just signed a lesser Connor Joe. Jeff Hathorn now joins us. There's a lot to get into with Jeff. He's our sports director. Jeff, good morning to you today. How you doing?
Listen, boys, no one likes war. We all want peace.
War. What isn't good for?
Absolutely nothing when it's negative 0.2. So, Jeff, your reaction to the breaking Pirates news, 1 year, $4 million for Tommy Pham.
I mean, listen, if he's the last guy on the roster and he's a bench piece, a pinch hitter with you know, a veteran pinch hitter who can come in and spot start, I like that ad. If you're making him your everyday right fielder, you could have done better.
Jeff, sorry. I was gonna. We might be asking the same. Do you
probably.
Mind? Why don't you go?
Go
no, you go.
No, I'm just. Is there anybody else out there that he'd have his eye on? I mean, it's kind of drying up here. Like I know that these moves and this move, it's a move, but it's not a move that where last year what did they spend? Probably $35 million in the offseason, and now they're still under $10 million outside of Andrew McCutchen of spending money. Like who else is out there that could really you know catch your eye?
Yeah, you're walking into TJ Maxx at 8:50 at night. You know, everything's kind of been taken off the shelves. There's not really. I mean, it seems like what they're going with is, I mean, Jack Sawinski hit over 300 his last month in AAA. that they go in that direction and believe in Sawinski, that maybe a Henry Davis or an Eddie Rodriguez works some in right field, that they just use that at, you know, see who the hot player is. Maybe it's Tommy Pham, and that person, you know, plays in right field. The thing is, because you're not going to get power from third base, and Horwitz isn't traditionally a power guy at first, like, you really want that right field spot to be a home run guy, and maybe that's where you run Sawinski out there and hope he can find some of what he had a couple of years ago.
I had somebody, we actually had somebody who is has some ties to that Pirates clubhouse tell us that Tommy Pham can kind of be a jerk, but that they might need that in there. He's played on teams that have gone to the World Series. Do you think they need that kind of thing, Jeff?
I mean, listen, I think A.J. Burnett is one of the most influential Pirates of the last 40 years because of the attitude he brought into that room. But I think they were ready for it. They also had a good team. He just took them to the next step. And I kind of liked what I was hearing at Pirate Fest from McCutchen saying that he wants to be more of a leader, that Paul Skenes, all right, I've got a year in. I'm gonna say what I think. I'm gonna walk around that room and not be afraid to, you know, just stick to myself because it's my first year. I don't necessarily know if you need Tommy Pham. I mean, maybe that helps. I mean, the thing is, you know, Rowdy Tellez had some of those qualities where, you know, he hugged Bednar and tried to be a leader. But if you're not producing, none of that matters.
Jeff, what do you make of the Kevin Acklin news? Breaking news this morning that Kevin Acklin's stepping down as president of business operations for the Penguins in June. Anything of note there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm a little surprised, but given all the upheaval they've had in their front office over the last couple of years, whether it's eliminating positions or turning people over, I guess I'm not 100% surprised that they're going in a different direction. I mean, they're looking for minority owners. I mean, it's just there's a lot over there that hopefully gets better. And they may have somebody in mind that they've been grooming for this spot or that's been working in the front office of one of the other teams that Fenway owns that they think is going to be a better fit.
Jeff, Joey Porter on Radio Row called Steelers fans spoiled. Do you think he's right?
Yeah, but I think you could. The other word you could use for that are expectations. I mean, You expect championships in Pittsburgh. And isn't that what you want? I mean, you could say it. On the one hand, you could say, okay, they're spoiled. But they also expect greatness. And I wouldn't want the fan base to say, okay, winning season. Yay. No, you want them to think championship. I'm sure the organization, even though they haven't gotten there, the desire is to get to a championship, and the fan base should have high expectations. I mean, they've done great things here. It's a salary cap league. Like, why not have aspirations for championships? And if they're upset that they lose in the playoffs every year and none of those games are close, well, they should be.
Jeff, it seems like the Russell Wilson train has left the station. Would you put a percentage on what chance you think he might come back?
Yeah, I agree with you, especially with what Glazer said, because that's like having Mike Tomlin tell you without him telling you. So, yeah, I mean, the story that came out, you know, with Jerry Dulac and then what we heard today. And, even last week, I mean, Art hinted to it right there where he said age was going to be a factor in who they want to have as their quarterback. And Russ is going to be 37. That should be a factor. This is a team that needs to find a quarterback, not hang on or have a bridge time with a 37-year-old.
Jeff, give us a quick final call for the Super Bowl on Sunday. How's it going to end?
Eagles lead the entire game, and Patrick Mahomes walks them down the field and throws a touchdown pass to Hollywood Brown to win the game.
Is there maybe going to be a key roughing the passer call on a third or fourth down somewhere in there, Jeff, that final drive?
Maybe a phantom defensive holding. I think those things get exaggerated to a point. I mean, we used to really look at Tom Brady because Tom Brady won. So I think every one of those you really focus in on because it's Mahomes. Now, obviously, the stats also tell you that he gets some breaks. But the refs know who the stars are. I don't know if in this game they're going to be overly because they know all the eyes are on them. But I just – Mahomes is insane. He's insane. He's one of the greatest of all time. They've won, what, 19 straight one-score games?
Yep.
When it comes down to it, this guy's the best. And until somebody beats the best, I think the best is going to win.
With you. Jeff, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, buddy.
All right. See you, boys.
Thank you, Jeff. Carl.
The great Jeff Hathorn. We're going to go over our Twitter polls coming up next, and a fight almost broke out on Radio Row.
Oh.
I told you guys. It's hell on earth over there.
You would love it.
You're going to want to hear about the two potential combatants.
Do we know them?
One of them.
Mm.
That's next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. We just caught up with Starkey for a couple of minutes. Dorn and I were discussing yesterday, that's one of our favorite parts of the day. Starkey does a little dress rehearsal for us for like 90 seconds. You get the gist of pretty much the show. And he's going to be on fire today.
Yes, he is.
He's coming out, and he's going to be throwing haymakers. But he's not the only one. Chad Johnson and James Harrison almost came to blows on Radio Row. They were discussing how they were supposed to do this celebrity boxing match. It got canceled. Harrison said he would kick the you-know-what out of Ocho. And then Ocho...
Of course he would.
Ocho replied, "This ain't no joke. Y'all take my life for a joke. This ain't no joke. On my kids, I'm going to bleep you up. I put that on my kids. You know I don't play about my kids. I got 200 of them. I'm going to show you in the octagon I'm good." And it was getting testy, and Shannon Sharp had to get between the two of them.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about George Pickens going to Ocho Cinco for advice?
Well, when your manhood gets...
challenged.
Yeah. Everybody but me, they'll rise to the occasion, and they'll,
He will get obliterated.
Shot. He hits him in the ribs one time. If James Harrison hits him with a body shot, Ocho Cinco will
combust. Might hurt Ocho Cinco to hit James Harrison. The dude still deadlifts like 685 pounds.
He plays... You ever play the game Nuke'em with volleyball? Elite game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. He was playing that with like a 65-pound medicine ball. Yeah. Like, dude is one of one. Doran's a big, strong dude. Like, there's probably not a lot of people that come up to you and you're like, oh, if they challenge, like, I feel pretty good about myself. He's got to be on the list that damn near everyone on earth don't want to mess with.
You ever block
Harrison?
Yes.
How'd that go?
Yeah, it was like blocking a wall.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those things. Like, there's a lot of business decisions, whenever like you block a guy like that because. And not like business decision that I put my team in, a bad spot, but like, all right, like I could get him. Like I could crack back or blindside him on the next play, but I know that my head has to be on a swivel
for the rest of the game. Yeah.
And I'd be thinking about that, which would throw my game off. So whenever you go against a guy like James Harrison, you try to just do your job and not get thrown around. Because you know that you could probably get them, but it's a decision to make because you know that not only will he get you in the game, it'll probably get you after the game, too.
And that's not a guess.
No.
No, that is a fact.
Yeah, I mean, just ask Muhammad Massaquoi.
You're on alert. You're on high alert.
Yes.
Alert, alert. Twitter polls. Joey Porter says Steelers fans are spoiled. Good reading. Do you agree? 65% of Steelers fans...
Say no.
Do you say yes?
I think if you were to say... I don't think they act spoiled. I don't think that their discontentment with the current state of the organization, is that a word, discontentment?
Sure.
Sounds like one.
Sure.
I don't think that they're discontent with the current state of the organization is from a place of being spoiled. But I think relative to other franchises in the NFL and cities that have had nothing to hold on to at all from a trophy standpoint or otherwise, they are definitely spoiled. We are spoiled in this city for having won as many championships as Pittsburgh has. When you look at cities like even Philly that have all four major sports teams and have won one Super Bowl, they won a World Series, but Pittsburgh's had it five in the last 15 years, 20 years. That would qualify as spoiled from another fan base's perspective.
Yes.
I would not be saying that if I was Joey Porter Jr., though.
It was Joey Porter Sr.
Oh, a senior. Okay, so he can say it. He's one. But I wouldn't be saying it as a current player or as a member of the Steelers organization. Because to them, it's expectations.
Mm. We got to run, so I got to get to these last two Twitter polls. Are you excited to watch the Super Bowl? 74% of people say no. 100% of those people are going to watch, though.
Yes.
And they're going to eat their faces off and drink some beers. And finally, do you think about death every day? 64% of people say no.
That's only 36%, then. You're in the 36%.
I am in the 36%, and because I can only see life through my eyes and walk a mile in my own shoes, I am surprised by that.
You also steal from your children. At least your wife does.
You're making me out to be like Jack Johnson's parents.
You haven't had a very tough life.
Wow. Top rope.
You haven't, though.
Are you saying he's spoon-fed?
Cake eater.
Cake eater from Mount Lebanon.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.